Let's get this call started. Welcome to the Meet the Owners call. We're going to have this amazing call today. Our fearless leader, author of the Green Foods Bible, the man who introduced Kamut to USA. He has PhD Academy to share his knowledge and wisdom with everyone. He's focused, he's passionate, he's fun, and a blessing to work with. I'm honored to introduce you, Dave Janival.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you being at the controls tonight. It really helps. I know that you're standing in and doing a wonderful job for David Litt tonight, and I appreciate everybody who is on the call. I just checked. We have hundreds and hundreds of people out there. And it's a real, real cool subject tonight. And, you know, before we get to it, I want to just let everybody know that, you know, that if you're out there right now and you're using and promoting our products and, you know, that there's been, you know, this big changeover in shipping from our local, you know, shipping and to a off-site, much bigger facility. And there's been a couple of hiccups along the road. And I just want to say how amazing it's been, how patient and understanding and just incredible you people have been in this little bit of growing pains that we had. You know, we spent all day at that facility today, and I think you're going to be really, really, you know, eventually you're going to just forget that there ever were any problems because, you know, we're really close to getting this thing just running amazing. We shipped over 1,200 packages on average in each of the last 4 days, and, you know, packages that are starting to move. They're starting to move very efficiently. And we might have jumped the gun and announced that that was already happening because it looked like it was, but a couple of glitches came up, like things always do, but we feel like we're on the road to success. And by the way, the first 3 days of this month are the best first 3 days that we've had of any other month by about 33%, and that's pretty incredible. So 33% higher the first 3 days of this month than we've ever been the first 3 days of any other month, and that shows that you guys believe in us, that you trust us, that you know that we're going to work out these little issues, and we're going to be on the road to unstoppable, so thank you for that. Now, for all of that, for everything else we talked about, it all comes down to products for me. It all comes down to products. And when you talk about products, it has to come down to green products. But anybody else who's on the moderator line, if you could just go ahead and mute yourselves, I would appreciate that for getting some background there. And so we need to realize that it all starts with green. Now, when I say it all starts with green, I'm not joking. It's not a hyperbole. It's not hype. And again, we have somebody on the moderator line that should not be here, and you've got to mute yourself out because we're getting all of your background noise.
Please take a look down at your phone, and you have a mute button on your phone, or press *6. Thank you so much.
Okay, I think we got it now. Okay, so it all comes down to green food. And green food, it's not hyperbole, it's not hype, it's the absolute truth, metabolically, physiologically, scientifically. And here's what I'm talking about. If you wake up in the morning early enough and you see this big orange thing rising up in the sky in the east, and all day it goes and sets in the west, we live in a solar system. Our Earth revolves around the sun, and all of the life on Earth is also reliant upon that sun. Even the
Dave, are you there? Dave, we can't hear you. Hold on. Temporary malfunction. Dave, we can't hear you. Jamie, are you there?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Is that you, David?
Hi, I'm David.
Hi, Dave, are you there? Okay. There you go.
Hello? Okay, so we're back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Had a technical difficulty. But all life on this planet is reliant upon photosynthesis. And photosynthesis is produced by the sun and green plants in combination with oxygen and with carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. And so the combination of ultraviolet light and radioactive light and carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, all of which are toxic substances, are converted into valuable substances. Those valuable substances are oxygen and ozone. The ozone, which protects us from ultraviolet light, and the oxygen, which we breathe in order to be aerobic beings, in order to live. And so this reliance upon green plants for oxygen and ozone are not the only things we rely upon them. The massive number of chemical reactions that take place during photosynthesis also create charged minerals, also create carbohydrates and proteins and the very plant matter that is consumed for food. So photosynthetic activity is amazing, and it's driven by chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is green. So life itself, from the oxygen we breathe to the food that we eat, starts with green. If you look at all of the calories consumed on Earth, of all of the food consumed by animals, green food comprises the majority. Not just half, not just 60 or 70 or 80%. Green foods provide more than 80% of all of the calories consumed by every living creature on Earth. They virtually are the basis of the food chain. They're the basis of life. And so because of that, green plants have evolved into hundreds of different varieties, hundreds of different forms and species. And each one of those creating unique and amazing chemical reactions. Unique and amazing chemical reactions that allow them to survive in the harshest of environments. And in my book, The Green Food Bible, I've documented how the cruciferous vegetables are so special because of that unique crossing of their veins. No other plant has that cruxy or that crossing of the veins in the manner that cruciferous vegetables do. And because of that, the way they capture and use light and dark reactions is different than all of the other green plants. And the algae that live in salt water are different than the algae that live in fresh water. And they've developed a different way of surviving and transmutating life. And the grasses, the graminate family, the most unique of all plants on Earth are alfalfa and the graminate, because alfalfa has the deepest root system. And the graminate family, wheatgrass, barleygrass, oakgrass, they go through a jointing stage that creates pre-jointing elements that the U.S. Department of Agriculture did studies on and declared the grass juice factor was critical to the survival of animals. The grass juice factor critical to the survival and the health of animals. And humans are also in that category. So when you look at this wide variety of green pigmented plants from the oceans, whether they be sea vegetables like sea kelp or sea dulse, or algae like chlorella or spirulina. If you look in the garden and you find broccoli and kale and Brussels sprouts and parsley and these cruciferous vegetables, and then you look, you see the barley grass, the wheatgrass, the oatgrass, and the alfalfa, you're now talking about the kings of green. every one of those have developed unique phytochemistry that make them superfoods, green superfoods. And yes, you could take them individually. Yes, you could take a capsule of sea kelp. Yes, you could take some spirulina in a powder or some chlorella in a tablet. Yes, you could get a shot of wheatgrass. You could take some alfalfa tablets. You know, you could go out and you could eat some cruciferous vegetables. Or if you wanted to do all of that two or three times a day, or at least every day of your life, if you wanted to get the best of all green foods every single day of your life, we have an app for that, as they say. We've got a product. And it is called exactly that, Best of Greens. Now, Best of Greens is phenomenal. Best of Greens is phenomenal because it is amazing because we have put together not just each of these ingredients. Now, I understand that there has been some people who have been locked out of the line, perhaps by accident, when we were trying to fix some of the problems we were having. So I'm hoping that there'll be more people joining now. If you know people who are trying to get on this call, please go ahead and text them right now. Do what you need to do. You know, IM them, put it on Facebook, and let them know that they can get into the call now. I just figured that out. People were texting me as I was talking. If I sounded distracted, that's the reason why. But it's now fixed, and people should be able to get on no problem. Again, we're talking about a product called Best of Greens. And Best of Greens literally captures the very best of what nature has to offer from the very best of green food, from the oceans. Like I said, we have sea kelp and sea salt. Now, people wonder, why would you want to eat sea kelp or sea salt? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, in sea kelp, there's natural iodine. And natural iodine stimulates the thyroid, helps the body perform a number of vital defensive and immune chemical reactions as well. And believe it or not, it even helps keep your hair dark. It helps keep your hair its natural color. Because iodine is red, and all hair follicles need red pigment in order to maintain their darkness, in order to maintain their pigment. So iodine, very, very useful, but only up to a certain level. There's a safe level of iodine, and you can't take too much. You shouldn't take too much sea kelp. So we actually did research, and we thought, you know, we want people to take 2 to 3 servings of Best of Greens a day maximum. So what we did is we put the low end of iodine you would want in 2 servings, in other words, the low therapeutic end. So if you want to stimulate your thyroid, you probably want to take at least 2 servings of Best of Greens. If you have a very underactive thyroid, a very, very lethargic thyroid, you might consider taking 3 servings to get more natural iodine. And that's the safe range. So, you know, if you take 2 to 3 servings, you're going to get the ideal dose of iodine to help your thyroid to be a little bit healthier. And that's why we chose and put that amount of Best of Greens in. Now, you know, is it dangerous if you take 6 servings a day? No, it's not dangerous. But we have a recommended amount on the label, and we think that you should stick to between 1 to 3 servings a day. And if you take 6 servings a day, it's not dangerous, but you just have to make sure that you understand that sea kelp cannot be taken in high amounts for a long period of time, but it can be taken in low amounts for a long period of time and be very, very effective. You know, these sea vegetables have dramatic amounts of minerals in them. They have extreme mineral density. And for that reason, they're also extremely valuable They have fibers that bind to fat, and that's extremely valuable as well. These are fibers that are soluble, and they're very, very good helping your body control levels of cholesterol and such. So sea vegetables, very, very healthy. You know, of course, we all know that spirulina is nature's multivitamin. It has the same fat that salmon has. It has B1, B2, B3, B6, even B12 in a usable form. Not all of it, but some of it is. And again, we've got people making noise on the line, but let me see if I can fix this. Okay, I think we got it again. A little bit of technical difficulties tonight, but that's okay. The bottom line is that from the ocean, we're giving you sea kelp, sea salsa, we're giving you spirulina and chlorella. Now, some people think spirulina and chlorella, well, they're two algaes, they must be the same. But they're not. Like I said, spirulina is a natural multivitamin. Spirulina is there to nourish the body. It gives you energy because of the glycogen. It gives you energy because of the B vitamins. It gives you energy because of the protein. It gives you energy because of the healthy fats that are contained in it. And it is just a nutrient powerhouse. It has antioxidants like beta-carotene, loads of beta-carotene, vitamin C and vitamin E, even selenium, an antioxidant mineral. So it's an antioxidant powerhouse, and guess what? It even has not only green pigments, but blue pigments. It is a blue-green algae. And those blue pigments are a phytonutrient, actually a phyconutrient, because they came from the water. Phyto is a plant that comes from the land, but phyco is a plant that comes from the water. So the phyconutrients in these algae are quite different. Spirulina, the powerful antioxidant, immune-boosting blue-green pigment, the nutrient, the protein, 60% pure vegan protein, it is a nutrient powerhouse. It is an energy powerhouse. It is an immune-boosting powerhouse. But chlorella, chlorella is different. You take chlorella to regulate cell growth, to normalize cell growth, to control cell growth. It is the reason why the Japanese are the fastest growing average height in the world. They take prolific amounts of chlorella, which regulates growth and maximizes the potential of your cells. It means you live longer and stronger, and you grow and stimulate all of your stem cell potential, which is vitally important. So chlorella is detoxifying because it eliminates heavy metals and other potentially toxic chemicals. And it is also cell regulating in that it controls the growth rate of cells and stops in many ways in its own ribonucleic acid that is called the chlorella growth factor. It is able to virtually eliminate spastic cell growth and to eliminate mutation. And there has never been a spastic cell growth or a mutation that has happened in chlorella. Chlorella is a single cell organism that divides just like the cells in our body. So the phytochemistry we get from chlorella is unique and totally different from spirulina. They just both happen to grow in water. And the same thing is true of alfalfa and cereal grasses, oftentimes confused because they're green and they grow in the earth. But alfalfa is a perennial. It's a legume. It has roots that go 40 feet deep in the soil. It has anti-inflammatory protein called the Wooten factor and is highly alkalizing because it is extremely rich in minerals that exist only 30, 40 feet deep in the soil. Minerals have been lost to topsoil years ago, are deep in the soil and accessed by alfalfa's root system. Because alfalfa grows up to 100 years, it's called the father of all food. And it will be the highest protein food of any consumable green land plant. it is, like chlorella, like spirulina, very high in protein. For alfalfa, it's up to 40% protein. So rich in minerals, rich in anti-inflammatory proteins, the highest in chlorophyll of any land plant, just like chlorella is the highest of in chlorophyll of any sea plant. So we're getting the best from the land and the best from the sea, and that's why we call it Best of Greens. My name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the Meet the Owners call. We have had a few glitches, and I apologize. The call is recorded. If you didn't catch it all, you will be able to listen again in 2 or 3 days or share it with your friends. We'll be sure to repost it on the Internet as well. But we're talking about Best of Greens. We're talking about the wide variety of nutrients that are delivered through photosynthesis, which is a powerful set of chemical reactions that are triggered by the sun that convert other elements like water and carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and sunlight with ultraviolet and radioactive light, all of these things, with the exception of water, which are toxic in our world, and green plants are able to convert them into useful and beneficial compounds through a series of chemical reactions called photosynthesis. So, I know that this combination seems simple enough, but I took over 1 year combining different ingredients, different textures, different nutrient profiles, until I came up with that one ideal blend. It's smooth to the palate, it actually tastes mild, and it's extremely, versatile. You could put it into smoothies, you could mix it into juice, you could take it just with water. We put it into some of our different energy balls that we make, that you see the goo and things like that. But no matter how you take it, you need to know that it is the highest concentration of green superfoods on the planet. There's no binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, additives, or stretchers. There's no added fibers or anything like that. It is the purest green food on the planet. The power shake is great, but is it pure green? No. The green kamut is great, but does it have, all of those ingredients? No. So I love all of our products. I really do. But the most comprehensive green food on the planet is Best of Greens. So we have it on special this month. And I encourage everybody, to take a look at it because it is alkalizing, energizing, detoxifying. It is rich in pure vegetarian protein. It balances your pH and will totally rock your world. So it's on special this month. I'm not going to lie to you. This is not for people who are like looking for a green tea or something like that. This is hardcore green food. This is the real deal. So if you're a green food aficionado or if you just want the most potent, this is the one for you. Okay, it's not the apple berry flavored, it's not vanilla chai. This is hardcore green food. But it doesn't taste bad if you've got a green food palate. So I encourage you to try it. I encourage you to put it in smoothies or just drink it with water. But it is the Best of Greens, and I now want to invite everybody, because it is that time, I want to invite everybody, I'm going to unlock the lines for just a moment, give you the opportunity to say hello, good night, to give a little woohoo, a shout out, an aloha, whatever it is that you'd like to say, and really want to let you know that we appreciate you. We really appreciate you and the patience you've shown. The growth is now explosive. The word is getting out. I don't know if you've seen all the different magazines, TV shows, radio shows. We're being inundated with requests. We're being very selective. That you're about to see Purion hit the media in a big way. Last thing I'll tell you is that a magazine this week, this month, has everything I've been saying for more than 20 years in the special edition. So get that, and you'll see that we've got the edge on everybody. Cover of Time magazine. This baby could live to be 142 years old. You know how? Super high nutrient, super low calorie diet. I believe we've been doing that for 20 years. So let's unlock those lines and say goodnight.
Good night. How is Best of Green different from Super Green? How is Best of Green different?
Scoop of Greens is flavored, and it has, you know, the rice bran solubles, the alpha folic acid. Scoop of Greens is designed for people who worry about diabetes and blood sugar issues. It's extremely, extremely valuable for that purpose. Now, your Best of Greens is just a, as I said, a pure green food. And so your Scoop of Greens is going to be great for the person who maybe is worried about their blood glucose levels. You may not be eating, you know, that many green vegetables and really needs to change. You know, not that the Best of Greens wouldn't help them, but the Scoop of Greens is going to taste a lot better and have a lot more ingredients specifically designed for that person to help stabilize blood glucose, okay?
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. We'll catch up next weekend, okay? Or next week, 1 week from today.
Aloha.
Aloha.